Did I ever tell you the story when I flew to LA with Sean Penn?
No.
So
we're open for anecdotes on this show.
Yes. This is back in the MTV days. Yeah, probably 88, 89. And there was a fabulous, fabulous flight between New York and Los Angeles, and Los Angeles and New York. That's all it did twice a day, called MGM Grand Air.
Oh, yes. That was an interesting plane.
MGM Grand Air was a 727 or a 737. I want to say 27.
No, it was a longer plane. It was either a 27.
It was 27. Right. Yeah. And you could only, I think it was like 50 passengers. Of course, MTV, paid for this because they needed to get me out there. It wasn't that much more expensive than a regular ticket, actually. And so it had a bar. It was all captain's chairs and then staterooms. There were like four or five staterooms where you could sit three people on each side. A table could come up so you could eat. The doors could close. Now, I'd been in those once before.
Like a train.
I'd been in those once before by myself, and it was fantastic. I had this, because you can move the two benches together. You'd have a huge double bed. It was great. But this one time, I'm in there with Sean Penn in the stateroom with his brother, the one who died, and then Sean Penn's mom. And it was weird. First of all, his brother, what was his brother's name?
I don't remember.
He was drinking beer out of the can, taking his shirt off in the plane, just bare chested there. The mom was just very quiet. And it was really odd. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, you're that guy from VH1, aren't you? I'm like, oh, Jesus.
VH1.
Really hard.
That must have been the great insult of your life.
Yeah. So I said, yeah, that's me. Hey, what was it like being married to Madonna, if you don't mind me asking? And he said, hell hath no fury. And then we pretty much just looked at each other for the rest of the flight. Very, very bizarre.
So you never got into a conversation with him?